1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Oh, hello. I'm Ida Cole, and this is the Antique Roadshow. And this is a program that values old and beautiful things. And you never know when you've got a real chestnut in your midst. You go into the attic and you look at all the old things. And on the radio with me is Hugh Stuhlmark. And Hugh, you've brought something here into the old Antique Roadshow, haven't you? What is that?
This is a Playboy.
And you have a Playboy?
Yeah, and I found it on some railroad tracks, and all the pages are stuck together, and some are tore out and missing, and some of the ads for porn tapes are missing, but also the pictures are missing.
Okay. Well, let's turn that over now to Dr. Francis Cicada, who'll appraise the Playboy with the pages stuck together. And what do you think, Francis? Very interesting old piece, isn't it?
Well, I've never seen a Playboy with the pages stuck. I'll tell you, I'll give you $15,000 for this.
Really?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, that's great, Doctor.
It's in mint condition. You see, this is a Playboy with the pages stuck together that's been run over by a train in mint condition.
Well, isn't that nice, Hugh?
Well, gee, thanks, Doc. Will you write a check or?
I'll don't worry about it. I'll take plastic.
All right.
Well, now let's bring on Tommy Knothead. And what do you have, Tommy?
Hi, Ida. This is a very valuable item from my family. This is an old butter churner.
Oh, look at that, an old butter churner.
Yes, and it was discovered behind our garage. And just look at that. Isn't that nice, an old, rustic old butter churner?
Well, let's get Dr. Cicada in now. Look at the old butter churner, Doctor.
Well, Tommy, it might look like an old butter churner, but, no, it's an ironing board.
Like
I said it's an ironing board, it's not a butter churner. It was manufactured last year and sold at Sears for $15. It's not a butter churner, it's an ironing board?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, how could I have been so stupid? Well, you want me to answer that? Or...
Well, I'm very sorry, Tommy. Your butter churner's an ironing board. Oh, man.
Well, I don't mean to be an idiot.
Well, you certainly are. Come in. Get out of here. A butter churner and it's an ironing board. Gently roll. Well, now, Doctor, I have something, and we always like to bring in some things from our own life, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. I was going through some of my late husband Neil's personal effects, his World War II memorabilia and his old football uniform, and I also found an old USO outfit. And then guess what I found?
I don't know.
I found my husband Neil. The body. And, you know, time is... One thing led to another, and he rotted up there in the attic. We forgot to bury him. But here he is. Now, what would you say the value is of a corpse that's been rotting for 10 years in an attic?
Well, I... Ooh, man, I can't even breathe with that thing. It stinks.
So what's the value?
What do you... The value of a rotting corpse? Forget we're on TV. What do you think?
Well, this has been Antique Roadshow.
Wait a minute. You going to end the show now? Get that thing out of here.
I'll have someone move it. This has been the...
Get it out of here now. I can't even breathe.
Will you tune in next week when I bring the body of my firstborn who died...
Oh, and you're coming by?
Well, he died of scarlet fever.
Get it out of here. How much is the corpse of your husband worth?
Why are you holding your nose?
Well, why do you think I'm holding my nose? You brought a rotting corpse in here. And what is that Irish drinking music for this show, anyway? I need a drink.
Yes, this has been the Antique Roadshow on radio. Ida Cole brought in her husband. He's dead. Next week, more dead bodies on the Antique Roadshow on the radio.
Man, somebody open a window.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
But I know that we have got to teach children the horrible things that can happen when you have a gun.
And you used to teach middle school, right?
Yes, I did. I used to teach middle school. I taught school 41 years. I taught middle school after I left Texas Teachers College. And I will tell you, Phil, I know children. I raised 5 children. I have 7 grandchildren. And every one of them knows what a gun can do. And I am so tired of parents taking all of the blame for a child who has found a gun, has gone out and done something horrible with it. This child in Florida.
You're talking about Nathaniel Brazil. Is that his name, Mike? Nathaniel Brazil?
That boy who shot his teacher.
Right.
Everybody's saying, well, what was the parents doing? How did he get a gun? I have a .39 caliber. I've taught my children what a gun can do. They have all kinds of cartoons that will tell them what a gun can do. You can look on the TV and see NYPD Blue, or you can see all these shows what a gun can do. And this boy went out, he shot that teacher, he knows. So I hate it when they blame the parents.
Well, parents and the responsible guardians are the ones that teach the children right from wrong, don't they?
You know, they might teach right from wrong, but how stupid can a child be that doesn't know a gun is going to kill somebody? I taught my children what a gun can do, and I did it right away. The children had a big dog as a pet. Now, this was a big black dog, some kind of Labrador mix, like a mixed breed.
Okay.
And I said to them, now, I want you to see what a gun can do. I got a 38 caliber. I took them outside. I shot the dog, and I killed it.
Was the dog sick?
No, but I shot it and killed the dog to show the children what a gun can do. And we buried it in the backyard, and the children, they cried, and they keep themselves up crying all night. And
You shot the children's pet to see?
Yes, I did. And I did it to show them the hell that a gun can bring. My husband, Jeffrey, who died in 1993, and I love him very much, he had the children out at his workbench. And he said, I know I have to do it if I'm ever really going to teach these children right from wrong about guns. And my husband, Jeffrey, who I love very much, he took them out to his workbench. He had a .22 rifle. And he set that rifle up in like a vise, and he shot himself through his left hand.
Your husband shot. You guys are you're going out and you're shooting dogs, and your husband shot himself. And
but that is how you teach a child the destructiveness of a gun. You don't just tell him, now don't you touch a gun, don't you do that, because the children are going to do it, because they are all interested about that. And we taught, and we caught James, who was our youngest, sticking his nose in the closet where the guns were. And we taught James, I'm going to tell you something about James. My son James is an alcoholic today. That's a bad thing.
And you want to know why he's an alcoholic?
No, wait, because he probably got traumatized or what have you by seeing me shoot his dog.
Yes.
But I will tell you this right now. I pray every day for James that he no longer is an alcoholic. But I would rather have him have a night-trained drinking son every day to fortify stuff than him playing with guns and maybe killing another human being. I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Savior of all people. And in my religion, God said, if thou not offends thee, pluck it out. And if the gun is offending thee, you got to shoot a dog to get the gun out of there.
All right. Mavis is a Mavis Leonard, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, Mavis is with me. She's a former middle school teacher. We're talking about this kid, Nathaniel Brazil, Nathaniel in Miami. 14-year-old kid, gets a gun, goes to school, shoots his teacher. And the whole idea about guns, you're a middle school teacher, and what do you do with kids? Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. As a teacher and as a parent, you went and took your gun, which is a .38 caliber, and you shot the kid's dog.
Yep, that's right.
And your husband shot himself through the hand to show the kids what kind of damage a gun can do.
That is absolutely correct, because I am not going to have these children turn around and look at me and say, it's your fault, I don't know nothing about no gun. And it's Grandpa's fault, I don't know nothing about no gun.
But you got an alcoholic son today, and you're saying that he is an alcoholic because he was traumatized by seeing that dog get shot.
As I said, Mr. Henry, I would rather have.
You'd rather have an alcoholic son than a kid that's than a guy that doesn't know how to gun how a gun works.
I would rather him have him be an alcoholic than have him out there shooting and killing people. And that is the truth. But I would tell you, I don't fool around. I'll tell you right now, if you are serious about letting a child know just how dangerous a gun is, you have to have him know how bad they are. And you may have to demonstrate. It doesn't have to be a dog or what my husband Jeffrey did. My sister Vivian took her daughter's puppets, and the child had the kind on a string.
Okay.
And she had about three of them, and she shot all three puppets.
She took the puppets outside.
She took these child's puppets, and she took her dolls, and she set them up on a tree. And she said, now, I want you to see this, because she was talking to her daughter, Arlene. And she went, watch this. And she took a gun and shot all the puppets and all the dolls. And she had done that after she heard I'd shot the dog. Now, not one of my grandchildren and not one of my children had ever been convicted of shooting another human being or have ever had a problem with a gun. And the children cried, said, why are you shooting my puppet? And she said, so you can see what happens to a human being when a puppet gets shot up. And that's what happens to a human being. And she shot the head off and the arm, leg, everything. She just blew hell out of all the dolls and puppets, everything the child had.
Well, you know what? You're telling me...
I know it's a shocking story.
You're telling me a shocking story about a mother who apparently loves her kids taking her gun and blasting hell out of the kid's dolls so the kid won't pick up a gun.
So that child will not pick up a gun. That is exactly right.
And you're telling me also fully admitting that your son's an alcoholic after he saw you shoot his dog. But you're okay with that because he knows what a gun can do and he won't go near it.
I would like I said... That kid's going to be alcoholic or not, but I don't want that child getting in no trouble after having been involved with a gun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Bavis Leonard, a former middle school teacher, about what she did to teach her kids that guns were bad. She took their pet outside and shot it, and then her husband shot himself through the hand. Where is he dead?
My husband, yeah, Jeffrey is dead now.
That didn't kill him, did it?
No, that did not kill him. No, of course not. But he shot himself through the hand, and you should have heard him scream. He was screaming for like a half hour. But he did it for our children.
Okay, let me talk to Esther here on the Phil Hendry Show. Esther?
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm appalled that someone would shoot their kid's pet. I mean, you've taught this kid to love this pet, and my father taught my brother and I what guns could do by teaching us to shoot when we were seven. He took us hunting with him. We would shoot deer and pheasant and bring them home and eat them, not just waste the life.
Well, you know, Esther, that's a very good point, but I want to tell you this. We grew up not very, my family, we did not have a lot of money, and so we couldn't run out and go hunting and do all that nice stuff. But what I wanted to do is give the children an idea as to what can happen, what a gun can do to something you love.
And that's
what we're talking about, isn't it? Aren't we talking about what a gun can do to something you love as opposed to just a deer or a mule or whatever you're shooting out there? What'd you go hunting for?
Well, what I'm saying is
did you,
hurt,
you did
have
you,
taken
you didn't
them
shoot
to a gun safety course or something where you can see the videos?
That's what some white people do. No, black people in the inner city, we can't. All we can do is just tell a child. And
what do you mean something white people do?
Well, it's just, you know, gun safety and all that. Let's go out pheasant hunting. I couldn't tell you what a pheasant looked like. You know what I'm saying? So
what I'm saying is,
I took a dog that the child loved, and I blew its brains out.
And that's appalling
God,
to
it's
me.
Just, it's...
I mean, I'm very well adjusted. I'm not an alcoholic. I've never shot anybody in my life. I've never shot a pet. And I still know the damage a gun can do.
Well, but you don't know what it's like to see something you love all shot up. And I can tell you, if your father had taken, I'm sure you had dolls or anything as a child.
Oh, yeah, we had dogs, cats, horses.
No, I'm talking about dolls and puppets and that kind of thing, like stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if your father had taken all those and shot those or cut the heads off of them or fed them into an industrial shredder,
I would think he was crazy. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have any
respect for my father.
That's what we did with my daughter. You know, she had some stuffed animals, and my husband has a large industrial shredder in the garage. And we put them in, and we said, if you ever go near the shredder, this is what can happen to you. Watch what happens to your doll. And we put her stuffed bear in there.
But nothing has any value to them anymore. I mean, if you keep taking things away that they cherish, then nothing will have any value to them anymore because it could be taken away at any moment.
My husband wanted to put his hand in there, and I told him, you cannot do that. You will hurt yourself very badly. But that's how serious we were.
Well, and that should be enough to tell them that they'll hurt themselves very badly.
But put his hand in there?
Well, when my parents told me that something would hurt me very badly, yeah, I didn't do it.
No, but if my husband demonstrated by sticking his own hand into an industrial shredder.
He did that?
No, he was going to do it. I talked him out of it.
I mean, that's just crazy. That sounds like self-mutilation.
Yeah, that's...
We want to make sure the kids got the message.
Well, they can get the message without your husband sticking his hand into the shredder. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Mavis Leonard. She is a middle school teacher. We're talking about how to teach kids to stay away from guns. Your philosophy is, kids, you're getting tired of the adults getting blamed, right?
I'm so sick and tired. These stupid kids have come over. You know what happened one time? I had my a friend come over, and she had her son. Now, I had my .38 caliber sitting on an end table in the living room.
Okay.
And this stupid child picked that up. And he points it at his dad, and of course we run and we grab the gun from him right away.
Thank God.
That's right. But that stupid child thought it was a cigarette lighter. She looked, Daddy, look at this cigarette lighter. I said, you have got to be kidding. You raise a dumb, stupid child like this, think it's a cigarette lighter? I'll teach him whether it's a cigarette lighter. So what I did is I held the gun to his head, and they were all screaming. I said, you think it's a cigarette lighter now? And of course he didn't say that. And
put a gun to a kid's head, man, is going to be scaring him half to death.
Well, I tell you right now, he knows it's not a cigarette lighter now.
1-800-449-8686. Ben on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Look, there are thousands and thousands of responsible gun owners in the United States today. And I can't speak for all of them. That's true.
Have you got children?
Yes, I have children.
Have you ever thought about shooting one of their pets to teach them about guns?
Absolutely not. Destructive behavior. In fact, I'd go so far as say self-destructive behavior with you doing the kind of things that you do. If you love those kids, you're not going to traumatize them. You're not going to show them virtually criminal behavior on your own part and then claim that you're trying to teach them how to be responsible. Do you claim that you're teaching your kids to be responsible citizens? Do you think you're doing that?
Oh, yes, I do.
You think you're teaching them to be responsible by your irresponsibility. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, Ben, that the children will never know what a gun can take away something you love until you blow the brains right out of one of their pets.
I don't want to get personal, but I'm telling you right now, if you're not sick, then you are without doubt the most irresponsible person I have ever heard in my life. I'm not kidding you. When you're talking about firearms and you're talking about something that has the power over life and death, and then you demonstrate the wrong use of it and think that somehow your kids are going to get a positive message.
Well, they got the message that if you mess around with a gun, you can kill something you love, just the same way as when we took my daughter's dolls.
What about teaching your kids firearm safety? Enroll them in the National Rifle Association firearm safety course.
That's something all you rich people can do. All right, we don't have a lot of money, but I will tell you, you can take a child's doll and run it over with your car and say, look at that.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, do you know anything about the safe operation of firearms yourself?
Of course I do. I got a
Well, then teach them that. Teach them that which you know.
I did. I showed them this what a .38 can do. And I shot through the girl's Barbie doll. I blew the head right off it.
You're shooting the kid's Barbie doll.
That's right. That is an object of affection to that child.
Well,
that child bonded with that doll and loved the doll, so you take away the thing that the child loves and say, oh, I'm teaching you something good, positive.
Either Barbie's heads or hers.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Okay, this lady, a former middle school teacher. Now, you're retired, 41 years, though, and you have guns in the house. You had guns. Your husband's been dead for how long?
My husband, that was Jeffrey died in 1993, Phil. I wanted to say, though, that we don't have a lot of guns in our house when the kids are growing up.
Well, you had a 38, your husband had a 22, and the way you taught your kids gun safety was by taking the dog out bat, shooting it, shooting the kids' dolls, and feeding one of their stuffed animals into an industrial shredder.
That teaches the children that things that they love can be destroyed. And I can tell you that I am a Christian, and I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Savior of all people. And I know if the gun is offending me, shoot a dog, get that gun out of it. Because I shot a dog for Jesus just the other day. Now my boy is an alcoholic. That's the price you have to pay. Now that is a song that gives you comfort. You know, for the children, I don't fool around.
Your husband shot out his own hand. He shot his own hand, didn't he?
That's right. And he screamed for a half hour. And he said to me, "Mavis, I've got to teach the children." So he decided to put a bullet through his hand. And then he hopped around. God damn it, you know. And I say that as a Christian. But that hurt me. I do it for the children.
He did it for the children, bleeding with a bullet through his hand. Here's Kim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wonder where in the world the police department is in this whole situation. Why has no one called on her and her husband
what
and anybody else in the house?
What law am I breaking?
Excuse me?
What law did I break?
Oh, my gosh. You're sitting there murdering animals, which is against the law.
I shot one dog, and I shot a dog. I don't think
No. You do not treat children that way. That is not the way. And to be a former teacher, I just can't believe it. I'm a former elementary teacher.
So you want to keep
and
taking
I just
the heat?
Can't imagine.
Every
the
time
development
a child...
of a, the development of a child is not to go shoot your own hand to show them that they can't get guns.
Let me ask
the
you
the development
Kim,
of a child,
you
all you're teaching them
you
is insecurity.
All these children, they are going to put the heat on you.
No,
and you're the adult. And a kid goes out and shoots somebody, and you're the one going to get the heat because you are the myth.
No,
well, why shouldn't the parents get the heat?
And what are you teaching them? Appreciating their own things. I can't imagine throwing something in... whatever, the shredder earlier that you said, what is that teaching them? How to appreciate their own things?
I said, you love this stuffed animal. And my daughter, Adrienne,
well, we love
said,
a lot of things.
I love
they love you,
animal.
Too. And what if they
like
took the gun
I
to
like
you
it.
One day?
Because they learned that if they lose something, apparently you're not listening to what I'm saying, girl. I said, you love this, right? She said, yeah. I said, well, watch this. And then I threw it into the shredder.
I know. I've
well, why
heard
did you,
this about
so you
15
do that.
Times.
That's right. And the reason
I've
I
I've heard
that,
your story, and you are insane.
Oh,
you,
you
are the
you
craziest
heard my story,
person I have ever heard of in my life.
You heard
and
my
this
story,
is why we
understand.
Have children running around with guns in schools and shooting people up in schools. This is not the only reason, but
Kim,
you are teaching them that it's okay.
How do you know, how can you teach a child what happens to a human being when he gets shot? The way to do it is to shoot a puppet or a doll, shoot its head off.
No, that is not
that doesn't
the way
teach
to do
you what.
But I've heard several people mention gun safety, and many are not. You can get gun safety for free.
Wait a minute. If I shot a doll, if I shot a plastic doll with a gun, it would shoot the doll's head off.
That's what happens to a human being.
I just heard a guy say, you're not going to shoot a guy's head off with a handgun.
I don't. Clint Eastwood would say you could shoot a man head clean off with a .44 Magnum. So if you put a bullet through a doll, you teach that child right quick, you don't mess around with me. Because I tell you right now, I shoot a doll, I can shoot a dog.
No,
all right.
I can't believe that
the
police department
the
hasn't stepped in on this. This is our CPS department. I work for them. They should have stepped in for this, too.
Oh, we
and if I knew where you live, I'd send them right over there to deal
Kim,
with you.
Kim, I tell you, shooting a doll is not child abuse. Shooting a kid, that's child abuse, not a doll.
No,
all
the
right.
way you were
shoot
treating your children
okay.
is.
All right, Kim, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you doing? I just want to say that this woman thinks she's teaching her kids anything but stupidity. She's a fool.
Oh.
Shooting yourself in the hand is stupid. And if you
my
think
husband
that,
did that,
that showing your kids stupid behaviors,
husband.
Anything but teaching them stupidity, you got to be kidding. How did your husband die? Showing the kids that you don't step out in front of a Mack truck?
I bet you rehearsed that line a long time before you got on the radio.
Oh my God! What is it?
You think you're a real funny man, aren't you? My husband died of natural causes. We were married for over 40 years. Rick, why don't you go step in front of a Mack truck? All right?
Somebody ought to take your kids all away from you.
My children have moved out. They're all grown up and moved out. I'm telling you, when they were children.
Oh, this is you said the grandkids.
Grandkids don't live with me. So, see, Rick, they can't even take the kids away from them.
A person like you shouldn't even have kids.
Well, I had kids.
You shouldn't have any kids in your control. That's incredible. You're teaching these kids stupidity.
Oh, I see.
And then you're telling people that you think somebody that picks up a gun and doesn't know what it does is stupid.
That's right.
So these kids are stupid.
That's right.
All
if
you're
you
teaching
know what,
them is stupid
every time
behavior.
All they turn around and see all what gun can do. If they don't know what a gun does now, they must be dumb. Now, your kids know what a gun can do?
Absolutely.
Where'd they learn it? By watching on the cartoons? Okay.
My kids don't watch cartoons.
Well, how do they learn what a gun can do?
They learn what a gun can do because I tell them what a gun can do. I show them guns. I show them what the guns can do.
And also, you can show them what a gun can do by shooting one of their pets.
Well, I'm not going to go shoot the kid's dog. That's traumatizing the kid. That's stupid.
Well, he'll never know.
He can figure it out better than killing his own pet. Thank you. 1-800-449. God, this is depressing.
Well, I didn't mean to depress you, Mr. Henry.
You got a kid that's an alcoholic today because he saw you shoot the dog, and you say you'd rather have an alcoholic son than a guy that's a murderer.
All right, Phil, I tell you what, I'd rather have a murderer than an alcoholic son. How's that? Does that make you feel better?
No, I'd rather that he not be either alcoholic or a murderer. And I'd rather that, and by the way, you're not going to teach a kid what a bullet does to a human being by shooting a plastic doll. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, you know, guns are usually typically used to hurt and to harm and to kill, you know, to kill people that you hate, not to damage something you love. And I just feel like I feel like you can't.
Well, Laura, I'm trying to tell you that sometimes if a gun damages somebody that you love, then that can happen too.
But
and you can do it by accident.
But aren't you? I mean.
So what I'm doing, Laura, is I'm simply saying to the child.
Did you want to teach your kids to
watch this,
protect, or did you want to prove a point?
And I set fire to the children's toys.
Right.
I poured gasoline all over. What I'm proving is
that
if you are careless with gasoline, then you can lose something you love. And I said, now watch this, children. And I brought the toy chest out in the backyard. I dumped a 5-gallon can of gasoline all over it, and I set it on fire. So
but
the whole thing burnt.
You burned up the kids' toys?
That's
right.
You're not teaching them, anything by doing that.
Yes, I did. I showed them, see, now you lost what you love because you were messing around with gasoline.
Well, they didn't do a thing. What they did is they just watched Mommy pour gasoline on the toys and set fire to it. And then when they saw their grandfather shoot his own hand,
right.
And then when you put the stuffed bear through an industrial shredder, and then you shoot the dog. I mean, God.
Now they know.
Now they know what? Now they know.
Now they know a gun can blow the head off a doll.
That, hey, great, okay. Now we know a gun can blow the head off a doll. Okay, Laura, thanks a lot. Mavis.
Well, you don't want to put me on the radio. You call me up and you have me.
I didn't call you. You called me.
Let me look at speed dial. Oh, yeah, you were the last number I called.
That's right. You called me. Poured a 5-gallon can of gasoline.
I taught them about safe sex by hiring a hooker to lie with my son.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. So you didn't take a gun and shoot yourself to show your kids? You never did that? Well, there's an idea. If you really want to teach the kids gun safety, show them the graphic example, the graphic results of what a gun can do. Shoot the pet. You know, that lady didn't make a whole lot of maybe sense to you, but she didn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. But I think I kind of get where she was going, even though she didn't even know that she was going there. Take the dog out, shoot him, and now, see, that's what happens with a gun. You can shoot something that you love. Well, how about we shoot you, Mom? Anyway, I like that whole thing about feeding the stuffed toys into an industrial shredder. And here's what can happen to a human being. Watch. Pow, and she blows the head off a Barbie doll. You know, adults having kicks. Okay, anyway, Phil Henry Show here. Our number, of course, always 1-800-449-8686. And the number one rated Best of the Phil Henry Show 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20 and $3.50 for the shipping and the handling. And I got to go home and figure out I got a sprinkler system. You got one of these? Maybe not. But you will. Someday you'll have a sprinkler system. Someday you'll have a sprinkler system that you got to program. You guys think that the VCR and the DVD and the programming, the watch and the programmable this and the programmable that, how about programming a sprinkler system? 21 stations and all of the stuff, and it's not going off all at the same time, and you're making the walk. And the other day I'm standing there, and I said, well, let me see if I can make this work. And I flip to one of the stations, and I'm standing in the middle of it. The sprinkler goes off. I'm wearing a suit, and I'm soaking wet. That's great. I got to go home and figure that out. I chewed out the gardener. You know what? I'm going to fire that guy. He's only 14 anyway, and he comes around with clippers and a bicycle. I'm going to just go do it myself, okay? All it is a little patch of lawn and like this weed bush that I think's a rose bush. I'm not sure. It's either a weed or it's a rare Venus flytrap. I don't know what it is. But that, you know, that's a pain. Programmable sprinkler system. And you got to punch in the numbers and which day you want. Get out of here with that, okay? I told my wife, let's get rid of all this grass, okay? Let's start smoking it right now. She said, oh, you mean the front? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the front. Let's get rid of that, too. Let's get rid of this freaking front lawn, man. Because this is California. I don't know about the rest of you guys where you live. I live in a desert. And they've got a front lawn out here. All you're doing is throwing good money after bad water in a dumb lawn. I'd rather just go back to the natural habitation where I live. And where I live, the natural habitation, there ain't any. It's rocks and like snakes. Rocks and an iguana. And that's the thing. I said, let's do a very nice rock and iguana garden out front. Are you nuts? I love a beautiful lawn. It's really knee heat. I don't want it. Rocks, iguanas, lizards, like an old dead miner or something. Some guy just, you know, the mule on a leash saying, I found silver, swear to Jesus. Something like that. And a guy who's like half mad from thirst. That's what I want. That's my front lawn. That's where I live. There's like a cave somewhere up there. Some guy's been chained to a wall for a half a year. That's the kind of a thing that I'm, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying, do you know? Danny, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, on the
yes,
deal
sir.
On the fire and all that stuff. My
yes,
mother and them's in the 70s, and they would go to it. They go to the movies all the time with my sister and them. They got to understand a senior citizen that grew up when The Mummy first come out, it's popular with a lot of people. And the
well,
other
okay,
thing, too, a darn theater and that's got one way in and an exit door.
What?
A theater has got one way in and an exit door, so somebody idiot
that's
hollers
like, that's
fire.
That's like people.
Huh?
That's like human beings, too, you know?
Yeah, it is.
We got one way in, man, and an exit door. That's what my girlfriend keeps telling me, you know?
That's right.
She
and
says
why
to me, hey,
you, you know, it's a shame that you wasn't in the airport in a test and that and hollered bomb.
I ain't going to do that. That's a federal offense against the laws of the federal of America, okay?
So you saying it's okay for free speech and that to go out and holler fire in a crowded area like that?
Well, look,
and
man.
You keep referring to a senior citizen as suspicious of being there. My mother's 70. She would go to it. They go to the movies all the time.
I would have to have her patted down.
Why?
Are you kidding me, man? Your mom is going to go see, like, you know, The Bride of Dracula or something?
I didn't say The Bride of Dracula. You said The Mummy, I thought.
Well, ain't Dracula and The Mummy the same deal?
No.
What are you
if
talking
If I ain't
about?
Mistaken, they're two different shows.
Well, but they all come from, like, the same guy.
What are you talking about?
You better go back and do a little bit of studying.
Well, wait a second, man. You said, like, from the 1920s or something, right?
The 30s and 40s when Mummy first come out, it was popular in that. And, yeah,
well, wasn't
they're
Dracula?
Talking about going to see it. And was they go to a late show, early show? This is America. They
I don't know,
go
man.
Anytime
I don't
they
know,
want.
Man. It seems wrong to me that a senior citizen... For
somebody who wants to be a law officer, you're sitting there discriminating against age groups going to the movie.
That's true. And you can't do that, Dave.
And all that stuff is an L.A. police officer. That's what they do there. They discriminate against age groups saying, hey, it's dark. All you seniors go home.
No, that's not true. I didn't say that. I said it's
unusual.
No, I'm
saying you evidently you think that.
No,
I'm just saying that a senior citizen cannot go to the theater.
I'm just saying it's unusual for an old lady to go into like the 11 p.m. show of Porky's or, you know, American
I'll tell you
Pie.
What, buddy. There's Amen. More senior citizens go to a 10 o'clock movie than some idiot that gets up and stands in the middle of a theater and hollers fire.
I think you have to profile some of these seniors, okay? What?
Profile
you know,
what?
Profile the senior if she's
Sounds
going into
me like somebody
Come
needs
on,
to
man.
Profile some of the police cadets.
How about if they start profiling dumbasses, you know, and...
They are going to begin to do a profile.
Well,
on,
I want to ask you this. If somebody come in there to fill and that and hollered right now, fire, do you think he'd be a dumbass if he got up and left?
Yeah, because he knows there ain't no fire because you just said it.
How many theaters have burnt down?
What?
Here where I'm at, there has been theaters burned down. You're acting
Are
like
you kidding me, man? What theater burned? I don't know of no theater that burned down with no people in it. That's the dumbest thing that I ever heard, man. And the other
That's
thing...
probably because they got alarms when they got out, and they didn't sit there like some dumbass.
Dude, okay, so like the dumbasses in your town got burned up in the fire, doesn't mean
I didn't
that
say
dumbass...
nobody got burned up in fire.
Dude, you said there's some dumbass in your town got burned down.
No, I said the
he
theater.
He said the theater got burned down.
If you're going to be an L.A. cop, you need to listen
I thought
to
you said some dumbass got burned down.
No. He said the theater got burned down.
Hey, man, it's totally different if the theater burns down and there ain't nobody in it. That's just the theater getting burned down. I'm talking about...
They've evacuated theaters here in Houston. They have.
What about, like, dance halls and stuff?
I thought we talked about theaters. Dance halls, there's usually more than one way out. And there's usually more than two ways out a lot of dance halls.
Of a dance hall, yeah. Like the Handlebar Saloon, man. I went down to one time in Galveston, Texas. They had like five, six different exits.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? You went to the Handlebar Saloon in Galveston, Texas,
what's
and they
the,
had six.
What's that got to do with you doing some kind of test? I would question your professor.
Well,
for getting you to do this. I mean, you're the one that got the lady hurt. She could have sat there and watched the movie if some idiot hadn't got up and hollered fire.
Well, if she's the dumbass that got up and started going out of there, hey, she paid her money to see the money returned.
Evidently, some dumbass hollered fire.
Because I was trying to see if the dumbasses would do it, and of
Guess
course
what?
They didn't.
Guess well, what? They're not too damn dumb because they ran.
Okay, so you're telling me...
What
Danny,
if there had been a fire?
What if you were sitting there and I go, fire, man, get out, fire. Would you go?
I would probably get up and exit, yes.
Get out of here, man. You got to be crazy.
I ain't stupid enough to stay in a place if there is one.
Why wouldn't the guy go if you're yelling fire?
Because I'm kidding.
You're kidding.
Kidding?
How does he know you're kidding?
Okay, man. I mean, you guys...
You're the guy that got yourself busted. You're the guy that the cops are talking
they
to.
They are the busted.
And the cats... And now you got to... I don't
tell
know what
you
the
thing's...
thing,
too. If this guy... Hey, if this guy is this way, he don't need to be no cop anywhere in the United States carrying a damn gun.
Say that again?
Yeah, I'm saying if you are gullible enough to do something like this and get people, innocent people hurt, you don't need to be a law enforcement anywhere carrying a gun anywhere.
Aren't you on a TV show or something, man?
Phil Henry.